have on the phone with me now Ann Emmerich, who, of course, you all know as a noon anchor and reporter for WLNS TV6 here in Lansing. Good evening, Ann. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you liking the noon spot?
I like it a lot. I like having my weekends.
I had a feeling you would. So I digress for a few moments, though. Wanted to talk to you tonight, Ann. You've got a very special story coming up tomorrow. I wanted to make sure folks had a little extra information on so they could be sure and tune in. It's about your new friend whose name is Charlie.
Oh, he's an adorable little three-year-old. And Cheryl, I appreciate you allowing me to come on and talk about him tonight because it's just a very heartwarming story. His parents both work at MSU. They have been here for about 5 years from England. And on April 1st, Charlie was diagnosed with a very aggressive, inoperable brain tumor. And the tumor is located in, like, the control center of his brain, which controls your breathing and, you know, everything that you do, and you don't even realize it. So he has just a matter of months to live. He loves animals, too, so... We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, when I first read some information you sent to me about this, Ann, it said that he was diagnosed April 1st, and I'm looking for April 1st, 2010. We're just talking about April 1st a couple months ago.
Yes. So this family's been through a lot over the past few months, learning about his condition. He's been through radiation and steroid treatment, so they said it totally changed his personality. He's now becoming the little boy that they once knew, but for the past couple of months while he's been under treatment, you know, he wasn't walking or playing or really doing anything.
Well, and of course, those of us who have children can't even imagine dealing with something like this. The promo that I saw on TV6 the last few days talked about, you know, he just turned three on the 15th of this month, and the promo talks about celebrating his third birthday when you're pretty sure it's going to be his last. I mean, if that doesn't stop you in your tracks, I don't know what does. Tell us what your special tomorrow is going to talk about in terms of Charlie and a wonderful visit you had.
Well, they invited us along to a trip to Potter Park Zoo. Charlie spends a lot of, well, when he was healthy, spent a lot of time at the zoo because he loves animals. His parents said he taught them to love animals. And so for his birthday, the zoo arranged for a party, kind of a behind-the-scenes tour, so he could really get up into the cages of animals and do some very special things that most people can't do at the zoo. So we went along for the ride, and it's just a very heartwarming story of this little boy and really a community that has rallied around him, the East Lansing community and now the Lansing, and now it's gone worldwide. People are coming together to help this little boy by having an art auction on Wednesday. The money will be used to help him while he lives out his life and possibly hospice care, but also will be donated to a defense foundation that increases awareness of childhood cancer. So that takes place Wednesday night, and they have artists from around the world donating pieces for this silent auction.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at the information that you sent to me. It's pretty extraordinary. The list goes on and on. Works of art coming from Japan, London, Italy, France, California, North Carolina, Texas, Louisiana, and some great local artists as well from Bath Township, East Lansing, and Grand Ledge. It's going to be quite an extraordinary event. As you said, it is Wednesday night from 6 to 10 p.m. at Dublin Square. Are there tickets involved?
There are, and you can get them online. They're $10 a person. If you go to www.friendsofcharlie.com, and you'll get some food, and there's entertainment, and there's some raffles, and, of course, get to look at some great art and bid on it.
Well, it'll be extraordinary. One of the other things I think that's important in this story, Dr. Steve Girton, who we're all familiar with, the director of Sparrow Hospital's Pediatric Intensive Care Unit. He also happens to be an associate professor, of pediatrics at MSU. He's going to be there as well and be a guest speaker that evening.
Is he? Well, I was not aware of that. That's something I didn't know.
I read the whole press release, I guess.
you sure did.
Well,
you didn't miss a beat.
I love it when I can back you up. That doesn't happen very often, Ann.
I appreciate it.
That doesn't happen very often. Well, and apparently some of the proceeds are also going to go to Children's Miracle Network, which, of course, I'm sure is the connection of why Dr. Steve Girton is going to be there, because of course, his association with that as well. This must be a very rare kind of cancer. I have never heard of this.
I've never heard of it either. They, you know, I talked with the father, John Waller, and Charlie's mother, Abby, and they said they've just been so grateful for the support and all of the great care they've had at Sparrow. They've learned a lot over the last few months, and really are just amazed at how the community has really helped them out, and they feel like they're not alone.
Well, and that has to be the biggest thing. When you discover there's things you can't change, no matter how much you will them to, I get you probably just hold on to anything you can at these moments. Charlie also has a sister.
He has a sister, Esther. She's 7, and her girlfriends came along for the trip to the zoo. His mom calls him his little gaggle of girlfriends. So she has quite a few friends that just love him to death. And, you know, of course she does as well. And it's just really cute to see them.
Well, he's absolutely adorable. The picture that comes along with it and what I saw in the promos that TV6 is running for this as well. How is the family holding up? And that probably sounds like a strange question, but in your time with them, how do they seem to be doing with all of this that's hit their family so quickly?
They amazingly, I don't, you know, I look at them and I'm just taken by how positive they are. They want to make every minute they spend with this little boy. They want to make the most out of it. And they're very positive. His mother told me that her emotions are like 100 times what you would normally feel. Just when she sees him smile, it's, you know, just invigorating to her. And so it's really when I went along on this story, and I have 3 kids of my own, and I know you have 2 daughters. You think, gosh, I wonder if I would be like that if this were happening to me. And it just really makes you appreciate life to see this family so positive and this little boy just smiling at all these animals and all his friends. And really, it's a life story. It's something that reminds us how important every day is.
Well, it certainly does. And when will this air tomorrow, Anne?
This will be on tomorrow night at 6.
Ah, perfect, during the 6 o'clock. I just wanted to be sure of that. Well, I appreciate so much your coming on and telling us about this. It looked like a story that we wanted to make sure people didn't miss. And so I'm happy to tell them about that. And again, the silent auction called Art for Charlie Silent Auction will be Wednesday night, this Wednesday, June 22nd, from 6 to 10 p.m. at Dublin Square, which is on Abbott Road in East Lansing. Anne, as always, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us.
Thanks for having me on, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.